Meeting of the Board of Commissioners of Meridian Development Corporation for March 22nd, 2017, at 4 p.m. Roll call, Mr. Winder.
Here.
Commissioner Mueller.
Here.
Commissioner Byrd.
Here.
Commissioner Zamzow.
Here.
Commissioner McCardle.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter.
Here.
Council Viegas.
Here.
And Administrator Squires.
Here.
Oh, there she is. Confirm the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda with the changes of striking items number 5 and 8. Moving up 5, Scott's not here, so there's nobody to give an update. And then on item number 8, the applicant withdrew their application in order to firm up their numbers a little bit. So we'll address that later when they resubmit their application.
Is present. Okay, do we have a motion to that effect?
I made the motion.
Motion, so we have a second. Second by Commissioner McCardle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. First item is the annual report. In your packet, you received a copy of the draft of the annual report. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. That's why we have a council.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the consent agenda as published.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner McCardle. And we'll do this as a voice vote. Commissioner Winder?
Aye.
Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner Zamzow?
Aye.
Commissioner Beard?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarthy?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
And the chairperson is an aye as well. Okay, now we'll go to item 6, which is actually item 5. Every year, for the sake of new members, according to the legislative rules that we follow as a urban renewal agency, we give an update to the city regarding the activities for the prior year. And we will be doing that on April the 12th.
11th.
11th. April the 11th at a city council meeting. And we have a draft of the annual report in the packet that was sent to you. And what we really would appreciate if everyone had a chance to look through it. And if you see anything that you think is missing, that we should be emphasizing, anything that you feel is stated incorrectly, or any minor edits that you think need to be made to it, we can certainly entertain them now, or you can just look it over and send them to Ashley at some future date.
And Mr. Chairman, I'll just add, for the board's sake, we vetted this through the leadership committee a couple weeks ago. But please, we do need to file this with the city clerk's office by the end of March, so approval is required today. However, we can make some edits, so if I could have those by noon on Friday, that would be great. What we will do, I'll do is I'll take anything that needs to be edited or added. We'll combine this with our annual audit that we approved in December, and then I formally file that with the city clerk's office as per state statute. Yes.
And we do have a resolution to this effect.
It was separate.
This is resolution number 17-10, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, accepting and approving the 2016 Annual Report for the Meridian Development Corporation, authorizing and directing the administrator to take all necessary action required regarding the annual report and providing an effective date.
Motion. Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Winder.
I move that we approve Resolution 17-010 as read into the record by council.
Second. Second by Commissioner McCarville. Is there any discussion? Does everyone like what we did last year?
I think you'll notice we did a lot.
Yeah, we did do a lot.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Winder.
I'd just like to say, yeah, we did a lot of work, but also thank you to Ashley for putting this together. You did a great job writing introduction letter too. I know that's never easy.
Thank you.
Fine job, both of you.
Thank you.
All compliments are gratefully accepted, so nice to join in. That's great. I think one of the things that I tried to emphasize in the comments that I made is that this is a progressive process. That this board has been in existence since 2002, and it has another 8 years or so to go. And in the from 2002 to now, those 15 years, there have been a number of iterations of the board, and they have all made some progress towards where we are right now. And I cannot, and Keith, correct me if I'm wrong, but I can't think of anything we've done that has not been by consensus. It's always been that there's been a consensus opinion of where the downtown needs to keep going and what kinds of activities are meaningful for downtown. What is needed to do economic development, light removal, and all those good things. And the other thing is that I have always been impressed with is the interrelationships of all the agencies that we work together, especially the city and MDC, but also ACHD and the Chamber of Commerce and all the groups that have an interest in the city as a whole and in downtown in particular. So I think that if nothing else, I definitely wanted to emphasize that. And this format is a format that, thanks to Ashley, we've used in past years. And it does succinctly capture what we are doing without being too verbose and too glad-handing or something that kind of gets a little bit nauseous after a while. So anyway, so if there are no concerns right now, and if you do have any minor edits or recommendations or whatever, just forward them to Ashley before Friday so that we can make those changes. And with that, I'll entertain it. This could be a voice vote.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, everyone in favor of accepting this resolution?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is a resolution. I don't.
You think you
need it? I think you need it.
Okay.
Probably we probably don't have to, but it's a policy that we've always stood by, because there might be somebody here that might want to not vote positive at the end, and this way they can give their reason why they don't.
So a rule of thumb for all resolutions, right?
Yeah, I mean, always.
Okay, thank you for that advice. Commissioner.
I will just say this is very attractive and informative. The information is very great. It's very great. It's the leaf I'm on. but I think it looks awesome.
Pardon me?
It looks awesome.
I agree. I looked at it on my computer. I thought you did a great job.
Thank you.
It's something.
Yeah. And we had talked a little bit that this was the first year that we had 10 Mile as a separate entity. And so for next year, we'll do actually two reports together so that we emphasize 10 Mile.
We got stuff coming up both locations big time. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Having said that, Commissioner Winder?
Aye.
Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner Zamzow?
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.
And Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Thank you all. Okay, and now we're at public relations. And this is Calvin Ashworth.
Mr. Chairman, I'll take this on. Mr. Zamzow was not able to attend our PR committee meeting. As we have spoke about in the past, Gallatin Public Relations is closing their doors at the end of this month. The PR committee has recommended to the board that we continue working with Natalie Pogorski, who is part of the Gallatin team, who is going to open her own LLC. We feel very comfortable with Natalie. She's been a part of our storytelling for the last year. We feel comfortable with continuing that relationship. Obviously, we have the opportunity to be able to evaluate that relationship at the end of this fiscal year, and if we feel like we need to make a change at that point in time, we certainly could. So what this is just an assignment of the contract from Gallatin Public Relations to Natalie's new firm, and will require the signatures from both, well, from us and Gallatin and Natalie moving forward. So that's just what this is formalizing and effective on April 1st.
And I can comment on this too.
Sure.
Natalie's been awesome to work with. In fact, right now, one of the marketing packets that we're trying to develop for kind of tracking development, we just went through a design review, and she's not in charge of creative. She's in charge of content, right? So she's writing the copy and making sure her message is out there. Done a great job. We were really not happy at all with the actual creative design that we got back, right? So one thing I can vouch for Natalie right now is she's taking on the wonderful conversation of having to go back to our designer and tell him this is not at all what we wanted, and you need to do this again, and by the way, you need to do this again and not charge us more money. I work in business, and I've had those conversations a lot, and they're never very fun, and she's doing a great job of handling it, so I've been really pleasantly impressed with how she handles things. She's doing a great job.
Commissioner Zanzo, do you have any comments you'd like to make in regard to this resolution?
Thank you. I would agree, and she's been fantastic. I liked the with the commentary, the little bit of adjustments to the way that she has written. It's hard to critique somebody's writing and have them be open-minded about it and come back and say, oh, I get what you're saying, and then rewrite. It's kind of best writers who sort of hold on to our work like artists. And she's very flexible, and she's been wonderful as far as really listening to our feedback and then making adjustments and rewriting things. So, yeah, she's fantastic. I'm pleased to hear that we're going to go with her as opposed to traveling.
Consistency is good, and she is in line fee-wise with everybody else. Commissioner McCarville, do you have any comments regarding this? Because I know you participate in public relations as well.
Mr. Chair, I would concur with
very impressive, so I would support this. Any other comments? Okay, Mr. Vegas, you're up again.
Mr. Chairman, this is resolution number 17-011. A resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the agreement assigning the professional services agreement for public affairs services between the Meridian Development Corporation and Johnson Levy and Bell Inc., doing business as Gallatin Public Affairs, to Atlas Communications LLC, authorizing the execution of the assignment agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the assignment agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the assignment agreement, and providing an effective date.
Any additional comments before we take a vote? Okay, Commissioner Winder.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Mr.
Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner.
I move we approve resolution number 17-011.
Second, thank you. Thank you.
I look at eight is gone. We're moving.
Okay. Commissioner Winder.
Aye.
Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Burt.
Aye.
And thank you for being parliamentary today. Commissioner Sanzo.
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville. As was noted, item 8 has been withdrawn, will be brought back at a later date, hopefully. So let's go on to the next item, which is our discussion items, 10-mile renewal action.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I don't have anything new to update the board with. We will have a update from Brighton Corporation for our next board meeting.
Any questions anyone have that regarding 10-mile that we can transmit to them if you have a concern or a question?
Mr. Chair, all I know is the second building's getting awful close to getting out of the ground. They got leveled. And I think Jonathan told me that they were going to break ground in April. So, you say another pretty building going out there.
Have they started on the roadways?
They had some equipment in there, but it didn't look like they down to wanting to pay yet or not. You know, they had some equipment in there doing some.
They did some landscaping.
Yeah, did some landscaping, but.
They have all the grading done.
They have the grading.
Yeah, they have all the grading done, but it's literally been underwater. So they've had to let it dry out a little bit.
I think they're going to have to go back in and take out stuff and get it packed. Cause
that
roadway's going to be a very large use.
The reason I brought it up is that the buildings are so far back from the highways that, without the roadways in there, it could be like a...
You're off-roading to get there right now?
Yeah, you're off-roading.
Mm-hmm.
This one...
And they don't want you on it.
This one, this new one's going to be outstanding.
It's and they're really eye-catching from the freeway, which is very attractive. Okay, well, we'll look for next month's report. Okay, and Dave, Property Committee.
Well, that's another one that we don't have a whole lot of an update on. The two items that are on the notes, what page was that on?
That is page 75.
75 of the packet, so second to last page of the packet. The two items that we had discussed there were the update on the legal review of the Central Railroad property, and Council Lakey, like myself, was not able to make the meeting. So that discussion was pushed off. And then the second item was the facade improvement application, which was the item that was removed from our agenda today and delayed because the applicant needed to firm up their numbers and they'll resubmit at a later date.
Yeah, just to reiterate, the people at Elton Ambon are not withdrawing it. They want to revise it. based on accurate figures before they ask us to approve it or not approve it.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, just to elaborate a little bit more, and speaking with Walt Lindgren, the architect, this morning, what happened is Walt was only hired a couple of weeks ago, so he rushed to get an application in time for our property committee. He went with the first round of numbers he was given. Other numbers started coming in from other firms, and the numbers there's a wide variation, and so they just want to be completely confident in what they actually submit to us for a subrecipient agreement. I think in terms of also property committee, we can update that we met with ProBuild on Thursday last week, I believe, with Brenda from the city and spoke about some of their plans. So stay tuned to that. We may have some ideas to come forth to this board. And then Commissioner Winder and I had a conversation yesterday with our consultant, Forrest Gren, and the city regarding the 9 Mile floodplain. And our consultant has been able to verify everything that the Corps has is correct based on the hydrology models. They're about 6 weeks out for being able to put together a complete list of improvements and what those potential costs may be. Then we're going to circle back with the group we had yesterday, have a conversation about those final findings, and then we're going to sit down. We're going to probably request a meeting with you, Mayor, and Keith as well, too, along with some of our leadership, and see if we can come together with a game plan on how to address 9 Mile and the impact to those properties.
Any comments?
Mr. Chair. Hey, I guess as those discussions ensue, the city has finally crossed the last thing off our list for possible uses for Parks Maintenance Facility. So I will be going to council to recommend to sell the property. It's in the floodplain, and so if the floodplain would like us to wait in having that discussion so you can kind of get a better game plan, it might be helpful to bring that value it could add to the
downtown.
So.
Sounds good.
So, Mr. Chairman,
Commissioner,
I have a really quick property committee related update too. So, two things. One thing that we don't really ever do on here is we don't have like a kudos section. So, one not related to property committee is Rob McCargo had his whole entire marketing team out at United Heritage look over our marketing material, and they provided really amazing feedback on it. So that was an amazing use of board members' network to improve our eventual product. So I wanted to call that out really quick. That was amazing. And then the other kudos that I have, which obviously they're not here, so they won't even know that we're saying this, is there was a lot of press coverage that happened related to Josh's building downtown. How it was covered, I think, is up for debate on whether it was properly covered or not. But Ty Palmer actually came out pretty hard on social media in support of that project. And to say it nicely, I would say in the past he's sometimes been a critic of some of the things that he did. So it was pretty exciting to see that. And actually, I was able to have a conversation with him about that project, and he's a huge fan of that type of work and getting these things back on the tax code, and he was just really excited about it. So it was nice to see, I know you guys are both with City Council there, but it was nice to see some of the people that aren't present from City Council here coming up in support of the project that we're working on.
Good to see you talking to
Ty Palmer. Yeah. So he came out and was supporting us very, very strongly on social media.
Getting a little over and a little more common sense.
So I wanted to at least give that update. I thought that was kind of an exciting update.
Yeah.
Yes. Winning over a few critics. Never a bad thing.
I think we've done a few of those in the past few years that have come around. I think what the learning process is when you get more involved and you see things more in depth and not surface, then comment in regards to the what Dave said about the withdrawal of that Nelson Tampa facade improvement. What Ashley was saying about, you know, letting the walls know that, you know, it can be brought back. But one of the reasons that Walt rushed it in the way he did was he's well aware that we have a defined amount of facade improvement money, and we have always been first come, first served on these, on this board. And so, you know, we're hoping that he does it relatively quickly so that it can get back in the queue of what we're trying to do. But it's very heartening to know that we do have competition, so to speak, for facade monies that people do want to invest downtown. So that is a great sign. So anyway, thank you to everyone. And parking, Keith, thank you for making the parking report.
You
want me
to make the parking?
Yeah, we have your name on it.
You know what?
It's on the last second.
I'm going to need some help here because my brain wasn't there when I sat in that afternoon.
That's okay. I can take it on if you would like.
The report is on page 76 in our packet.
We had a good meeting for a lot.
So just to keep the board up to date, we talked at our last board meeting about the CDBG sidewalk projects and the funding that we may have available to us. We have further prioritized those sections. ACHG has given us some high-level numbers as to what those construction costs will be. So what we are doing now is working with the city on a subrecipient agreement to bring back to this board on April 12th to be able to move forward with that project. With the city. So forthcoming, but we're continuing to move forward. We had David Peterson on behalf of Valley Regional Transit. He gave the group an update on the Harvest Transit project, which seemingly is a rounding success despite the horrible weather that we've had over the course of this winter. He said that there was 137, 109, and 210 rides, respectively, in December, January, and February during their normal hours of 9 to 3. There were also an additional 100 rides that were in private partnership outside of those hours. So I think that is tremendous. I think we're all very excited about that. And then we... our code enforcement was not able to attend, but they are actively enforcing again. So,
did you get one?
No, but I've seen them out marking tires.
Mm-hmm.
I have too.
So they're out and about again.
It's my employees. They're contributing to some revenue stream. And I tell them they're all dumb for getting them, but they all get them.
I don't. I park next to Rick. And the safe zone.
No, I am playing those.
So that was the main gist of the conversation that we had on Wednesday.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner DeVere.
And I could just note that the Harvest Transit numbers are during the worst winter we had on record. So I don't know how much it was being used during some of those days. So these numbers are encouraging. The feedback has been really good. They finally have marketing pieces that are out on the streets. And so whatever each of you can do to share it on your social media to let people know that it's there, it's going to be a huge service to our community. And so it's exciting to see that that's successful. The other discussion piece that we had is really who's responsible for striping downtown parking and some of these private property areas when they wanted to stripe differently. I think that this board has been really focused on striping where there are enforced limited parking times, and outside of that, it should be the concern about that, that we can bring back to the committee and talk further, but I think it was, it's really incumbent upon the private property owner who should do that. And I think actually we're going to be talking to UCHD if they had a permitting process that we could inform the property owner on so they can do whatever they needed to do. Just wanted to make sure they knew it's not the role of them.
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Of course, Mr. Chairman. Page 77 in your packet is the upcoming meetings between now and our next board meeting. March is one of those months with five weeks, so it's going to seem like we have a little bit of time between our next meetings. Tomorrow we have the Chamber Economic Excellence Breakfast. I think Brighton Corporation is, David Turnbull is going to be giving the keynote speech on that. We have our MDBA general meeting on Friday, so if anyone's interested in attending that. Just to let the board know that we are going to be going, the board for the MDBA, which I'm an ex officio member along with Bruce as well, we will be doing a strategic planning meeting for the next year on April 3rd. We have our executive committee meeting on April 4th and our PR committee on April 10th.
And as was said before, April 11th is our report, our annual report to City Council, and hopefully as many board members as possible can be there and be introduced and thanked in person as well. So,
Mr. Chairman, I know that Council Lakey is feverishly trying to finish up there at the legislature, but in terms of any new legal topics that the board may be interested in, I have nothing to report. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Mr. Chairman, I have nothing further to report.
Well, unfortunately, I do have a report, and it's kind of a bittersweet report because it's in the form of a great big thank you to Kelly Zanzo for all the work she's done for us for the past few years, and wishing her well for all of her future endeavors, wherever they may lead her.
Is that her last name now?
Today is Kelly's last official meeting, although, you know, she's our neighbor. She has to give us public comment at least. You know, she's got to critique us.
I'll come and heckle.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. She's added so much, especially with our branding downtown and all we've done in public relations and all of those good things, as well as all of the discussions that we've had. And just personally, a joy to work with. Just a great person. So thank you so much.
Yes, really. Thank you.
And thank you to Tammy in her role as mayor for helping us to get new members on our board. We do have two vacancies, and it is kind of difficult because we do have a quorum of five, and if we get three people of our 7 year absent, we're in trouble. So we're looking forward to new members, and as I said before, this board has been kind of an ongoing progressive process, and everyone who has come on board has added their unique expertise, like Nathan was saying about Rob and what he has done for us, and Rick has done for us with his knowledge, especially in the area of technology and so forth, that everyone adds their expertise, and we value it all. So we will look forward to two new members, but we'll regret having no cabinet.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Mr. Chair, and I would hope that she doesn't.
I was going to say that. I'm hoping that the spring has been particularly crazy, but I'm hoping those things settle down and to be part of some of the committees that I was a part of.
Good. So. We'll keep you on the list then.
Yes, please do.
Our committee structure does lend itself to that, where you can give up your time that one day a month and, be a part
just
of it.
Just wanted to make sure she wasn't.
Yeah.
arm attached.
This is a very difficult decision for me. This has been a great experience, and it's been, I've learned so much.
I was hoping we could vote on whether or not we accepted it.
Well, I was going to recommend Kit come back on. She's talking to him.
That would be awesome.
Well, I think Kit is probably going to do like we hope you're going to do, and that's ease back in and take part in committees and public discussion and all those good things. Yeah, especially when we're talking about projects for future years. Those good things.
She'll look.
You know, and also, I'd be very remiss if we didn't have a thank you to Bruce. Bruce comes to our meeting. He's here as a resource whenever he's needed. He's our token public commenter whenever we need public comment.
No comment.
And of course, has added greatly to our economic development activities here downtown. So thanks again, Bruce. We do not take you for granted. I just want to let you know.
Is this National Love Day?
It is. Well, see, I told you what you're getting with me. You're getting an old educator who believes in positives.
That's what happened when Dan is in charge.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you get.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, before you move on to the journey, if I could add one more thing. I wasn't aware, but the city's looking at amending the zoning code to allow breweries in commercial zoning districts because they're not currently in allowed use or prohibited use in there, and I think that'll have a big impact on downtown potentially if you can do that. And I think it'd be helpful if maybe we could distribute that potential change to the code to the members down there so everybody's aware.
You need to be there at the public hearing.
What is that?
I'd heard planning and zoning in May and city council in June. So
yeah,
I don't know when
you don't see it until it comes on council site. I assume Bruce is looking that up.
Looking at the city council?
No, when the brewery zoning change is going to come.
Oh,
through.
Right. Yes, I don't know the date, but
now we know he's here, but he's
not. Well, I just think that would be valuable for a board member to review and be aware of, and if they feel the urge, comment.
If you feel the urge, please come testify. If you get a bunch of them, have to make it.
Can we make sure that Ashley knows when it starts the public process? Yes.
Dave, are you proposing that topic be a future agenda item for us?
Actually, you were the pre-op.
For a portion of time, then I had to go to a committee meeting.
I actually second what you're saying. I think here's the thing. If we all have aligned ourselves to some kind of belief that we're trying to recreate an old historic downtown, and we're trying to reference that against any of the other successful old downtowns anywhere across the country, right? Whether they're small or large, these downtowns aren't successful on getting turned into an outdoor mall. They're successful on turning into, first and foremost, a food and entertainment area, right? And then after that, they usually grow beyond that into office space and then eventually housing. You know, we have offices in several cities across the U.S. now. We have this happening in Roseville, Sacramento. We have offices in downtown Sacramento. It's the same thing. You see it again and again and again. And whether people are pro alcohol or not, there is a common theme to all of these foodie zones. It's a place where people go to have a few drinks and get some good food. So breweries are an epicenter of that type of activity right now in our country, like they've never been ever. You know, it is probably the biggest fad that you could possibly see right now, driving economies in old downtown. So I would definitely go for that. I can speak not as a beer drinker, but as a, I don't know. The economics is there to prove it. light beer or not. These breweries are not. The beautiful thing about them, these aren't clubs. You know, this isn't the place where a bunch of college kids go get drunk and get hammered and go have a fight on the street. It's where people go to have a good beer and a good meal. You know what I mean? So I agree with you. I think it is, as an urban renewal agency that's trying to facilitate this particular path for an old town downtown, it's probably pretty important for us to come up with some level of support for this type of activity.
Microbreweries are a unique phenomenon in this age of merging into larger and larger corporations. It's probably one of the few areas where you have local entrepreneurs who are developing something on their own.
And Mr. Chairman and Mayor Zivor, if I can add, the port part of the committee pre-op meeting that I sat in, they showed a silo that they're wanting to utilize next to the building to be able to define their brand. And one of the comments that I made to staff is, because that will be a staff level review should this new ordinance go through, is that this is an opportunity for MDC to be able to further the downtown branding as well too. And I would love for us to be able to have some level of input as to what that would be, because it's going to be on, right on Meridian Road potentially. So I think there's a potential win-win for everybody.
Mr. Terry, I guess this brings up, I think I had mentioned that the city was doing a citywide survey. And one of the things we're trying to do is look at what our residents are looking for in entertainment. And certainly breweries are one of those points that they can rate and let us know. And we're hoping that this question and the follow-up question on what two of the options that are listed would have there, what we should be focusing on, it should provide us some good information at least to see where, what people are thinking of and
I'm glad you referenced the survey. Thank you for sharing it with us when we were at our property meeting, and you gave us copies of that. And I am not aware of many, or if any, other cities that do it that thorough of a survey of citizens to get input, to get grassroots input. It's a real compliment to the city. Thank you, Bruce. Another compliment I'm throwing out here. But that survey is excellent. It's very thorough. Okay. Any other items? Any other platitudes or anything else? Okay. Motion to adjourn. Commissioner Mueller made a motion to adjourn. Anyone second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you. Should have let Kelly make the motion.
She can't do that.
Yeah.
Break us all.